O. Green, north of Road 357, north of Pawnee Point Road, extended, being lot 14 within Pawnee Point Development, a variance from side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Your name and address?
James O. Green, 8722 Waterford Road, Alexandria, Virginia.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir. Would you explain to the board your problem?
I applied for a variance, the first variance for a second floor landing. And at that time, didn't really understand the nature of a variance. This is the first time ever I've ever built a home. So when we went in to put the second floor landing in, contractor told me that the space is above the second floor available. And at that time, we asked him, do we need another variance? And he told me no. And the idea here was, for safety reasons on the third floor, I only have one exit out, internal stairs. So I said, okay. So that would account for the third floor, which matches the same 5-foot setback. I also own the adjacent lot. So that time, I didn't really understand what a variance was. And so when I asked him the details, it fell short. So in the CO process, this came up in the process of saying, here, you need another variance for this third deck. And I believe you have a drawing of it, or I submitted one.
Did he offer to come with you tonight?
No.
Who is the contractor?
Kerrigan. Dan Kerrigan.
Kerrigan?
Kerrigan. And so we asked at that time, but again, I've never done this before, so I thought the variance was more just a vertical than it was specific for the second floor landing. And in the back of the bulkhead, the original design, or the original measurements were done on an old bulkhead, and I had it replaced. It was supposed to be replaced prior to building, but the contractor took some time, and then in the process of building, he put a bulkhead in last summer, and that's when we had all the hurricanes, and I lost a little real estate. So that's the difference of that, is when the new bulkhead went in, I lost about 8-9 inches. And also the idea of where you start the measurement. Again, where is it, the end of the bulkhead physically, or is it the end of the dirt that then goes out to the bulkhead? So that's that.
Mr. Kerrigan have a name for his business?
Dan Kerrigan and Associates.
Do you have an address for him?
Broadkill, I don't know his, he was the one that built the deck, so I mean, he just lives in Broadkill.
Can you give the office a call and provide them with a mailing address?
Sure, sure. But again, this was not no deception or what. This was just knowing what the particulars were.
Any further questions? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion. Calling for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9605 under advisement.
You have a second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We take case number 9605 under advisement. All those in favor get a usual voting sign.
Correct.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. This case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later this evening. You're welcome to stay if you'd like, or you could call the office in the morning.
And is it the same number, or could you give me a a card or something?
Yeah, she'll give you a phone number.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so you're looking for his mailing address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Number